Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Cambridge Radio.
Litfest is returning to the Litlington Recreation Centre on Saturday. It runs from midday through until nine with a full day of music and live entertainment. I'm pleased to say I am joined by Sturge Mazushi. Say that quickly in case I've got it wrong. And young Athena as well, who's one of the performers there. A morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you both.
Good morning. Good morning. It's hello, a lovely hello, hello. Wednesday.
It is. I kind of like Wednesdays, although here it's a bit dull and overcast, but I'm comforted by the fact that it's been dull and overcast for the past two mornings, and by 11:30 it's been bright sunshine. So I'm figuring it's not all bad. Sturge, I hope it's good sunny as well on Saturday for obvious reasons. Sturge, let me start with you. I know we spoke on the programme before, didn't we, a couple of years back about Litfest. For those who don't know, what is it and where is it?
Yeah, so Litfest has evolved, and we would say it's a cutting edge new music discovery family festival. So what people will get when they arrive to the festival will be a lineup of new music. So it's very specific in that the artists aim to play. They're all exceptional independent artists, and they aim to play sort of 75% of their own original music, and then obviously we like to throw in some covers as well with the rest of the time. So I suppose in a nutshell, that's what we bring really.
It feels very different to some local festivals, and there's lots of them around the Cambridgeshire villages now. What kind of vibe are you trying to create? Because this is not the sort of festival where dads who get together and play in the garage come out for the weekend. Mm-hmm. This is a lot different to that.
Yeah, I suppose thank you for sort of noticing, and we've spoken a couple of years ago now when it was beginning, and as I say, it's evolved, it's changed, and it's grown legs, and this is very much a showcase of it's the committee that look at the artists for each year. It's our perspective, yes. However, we try to search for the most exceptional independent artists that we can bring in, and aim to provide a platform to really showcase that music. And I suppose it's born and come from a little bit from, if you listen to your Spotify, you're typically shown and suggested everything else that may be in the top 40 or something a little bit more. Whereas there is, and I've learned this over the last couple of years, there is so much outstanding music out there. And if we can provide a platform and a festival for that, lots of these artists are playing gigs within the local region, lots of them nationally as well, of course. However, you could see them here. They may have another gig. For example, we're based, of course, around there in Litlington, just outside Royston, South Cams, North Harts, and around the area. And you could then go and see them again. So you could discover. So it's all about discovering new music. You could discover an elite, exceptional artist and delivering some great music. And you could then go and see them, in 2 months' time at a venue that may be not so far from you. And I suppose doesn't cost in excess of the hundreds of pounds as the big Wembley things do, and still get a great experience.
It's interesting. One of the things that we talk about behind the scenes when we're thinking about the kind of music we play, particularly in daytime, we do we've quite a few music showcases of our evening music programs. But during the day, it's music for a general audience. But one of the things which has kind of happened to music in recent years is that it sort of tends to jump up and down between decades. Shows like Stranger Things featuring Kate Bush, as they did. A year or so back, that exposes Kate Bush's music to a younger generation, and actually it works in both directions, and the sort of thing that maybe people might discover when they come to Litfest at the weekend.
Absolutely. And that's very much the intention. So you know, I won't go through the whole lineup. However, if we, you know, so we showcase 12 artists. And however, the types of music that, that they can discover. So it's not only discovering new artists, it's also a multi-genre music festival in the lineup, so that you may discover and experience a genre that, oh, I quite like that actually. So we'll be showcasing rock and roll, and there's some soul, jazz and R&B fusion, there's indie rock, there's a five-piece soul collective, country music, some alt-pop electrifying music, some synth-pop, which is similar to Madonna, and then, of course, I'll let young Athena take you through what her genres and what she does herself. However, that's what you have on the lineup. Yeah, so it's a bit of everything.
Yeah, no, it's, it looks pretty good, and a couple of familiar names, I think, in there for Cambridge Radio listeners as well. Athena, this is, nice. You know, another performance for you, isn't it? Because you've done things like Brit Awards After Party, Notting Hill Carnival, and still really only at the beginning of your career. I'm kind of wondering here, you know, from the various performances you've done already, what's taught you the most and why?
So thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
First of all, and in terms of what's kind of taught me the most and what kind of performances, if I'm honest, it was right at the start of my kind of musical journey and career. So the shows where there's only 3, 4, 5, or could be 10 or 20, you have no idea how many people will be in the audience. And learning how important shows are to people. And no matter if there's one person or a million people in there, it's just as important to give as much as you can at all times, because people, like, I love live music. Live music has changed my life in so many different ways. And sometimes it's easy to forget that everyone is also going through that with their connection with music. And I'd say the shows right at the start when I was learning about performance, breath control, connecting with a crowd. Those ones connected me the most. So, yes, I learned the most there.
It's all sussing out the audience, isn't it? I do quite a few conferences and things. And, you know, sometimes you get a conference, you can slip in a quick joke, perhaps, and it just goes completely flat, and you're thinking to yourself, right, this is a serious crowd. You got to be straight for the rest of it. And then another time, you know, you can talk about breaded cats on Google, and off you go. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Your music, there's a strong message of female empowerment in there, and I'm wondering, you know, are you expecting young people, or maybe especially young women, to take something in particular away when listening to your songs?
So the saying that myself and my fan base, the Army, speak about a lot is female empowerment music that everyone can take something from. So it's music that truly, if you're a woman and you're listening to it, it can uplift you in many different times of your life and many different experiences. However, it's still very much for everyone. And it's still very much made to uplift everyone and to sing it about themselves or people they love and know. But specifically for women, I think I'm at a part, like a journey and a part of my life where I'm really learning about some truly amazing things about girlhood and womanhood and how much you can learn from women around you. And I think if there's one thing that I could say that I'd want people to take away from it is that through the good and the bad, everything is truly remarkable about being a woman, and it's truly sensational and an amazing experience. And I hope out of my music, women are able to kind of take that message and be able to take it through their days and their weeks and their triumphs and low points. They're really able to know that they're truly remarkable for what they do. And I hope everyone feels that way regardless.
The one thing I have to say which jumped out at me when I was reading up about you is the fact that your mum's an opera singer and dad's a rapper.
Yeah.
Your own music, blending pop, R&B and soul together. Like a couple of questions out of this, really. The first of all, how did your mum and dad meet? And how does an opera singer get together with a rapper?
Well, they've known each other for a long time. Part of their life, they grew up in the same area. So I think that kind of connected them just through being able to see each other at local spaces. And then I think from being together, they had their own musical interests. My mum had been opera singing before, and my dad was into a lot of hip hop. He was into rap and the kind of hip hop culture. And that coming together created like a mutual and beautiful respect and understanding for both of those genres. So then when I was born myself, I was around like from Shostakovich to Public Enemy, it's quite the...
Oh, that's quite a range, isn't it, really? I was going to ask you about musical influences. I wasn't expecting Shostakovich to be one of them.
Yes, I have some of the first ever, like for Christmas, my mum and dad bought me a vinyl player, and some of the first vinyls I bought was Shostakovich, which I tried to listen at night, actually, and was petrified. And when I listened in the day, I could actually really take in the musical excitement of it. The music is so emotive, and there's some really kind of creepy, dark sounds in his compositions, but it's really cool. But yeah, like with my parents, when I was younger, I was surrounded by so many different types of music. And I think my dad's kind of involvement in the early grime scene created like a lot of inspiration for me around rap and around telling stories. And then from my mum's point of view, she put me into cello lessons. So I love classical music since I was very young. So yeah, it's an interesting mix, but I do love it.
You still play cello?
Not right now, because I prioritise my getting my nails done.
Okay, possibly don't necessarily go together. I was going to say maybe hook you up with Clean Bandit or something. It'd be quite a combination. Are you looking forward to Litfest on Saturday?
Absolutely, 100%. I've been counting down the days from when we found out, and then I've had an everyday month countdown. And I've been really just soaking it all up. And sometimes the process to a festival can be a little bit like, oh my gosh, everything's everywhere, but this time I've tried to be really present and taking in every moment up to the show.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. Sturge, I noticed, though, in addition to all of the great artists you've got lined up, you've still got the traditional things in there. You've got the bouncy castles, you've got the face painting.
Yeah, that's right. So when visitors come to Litfest, there's, of course, it's all built around showcasing the music. And however, there's really is two main parts to it, because it's a family festival as well. So we've increased each year, we increased the family zone part of things. So this year, yeah, that bouncy castle, big inflatable basketball championship, mini football, inflatable bowling, some mini golf, yeah, your face painting and everything. And then for the young ones as well, soft play and ball pool, and then also some giant games. So there are games for all ages as well. So the parents can listen and sit and listen and relax and to the live music, and the kids will be having a blast on the field with all the games.
That's great. Well, final question, the most important one perhaps. So how do we get tickets?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So very user friendly. Eventbrite is what we use. Affordable. The Litfest is a fundraiser for a non-league football club, Litlington AFC. And so that's why we can make it affordable, because it's a non-profit fundraiser. So the child tickets are £5 and the adult tickets are £10. And that's on the door. If you get them now, at the top of my head, £8 for adults before, if you get your tickets online at Eventbrite, but you can turn up on the door. And they're £4.50 for children at the moment online. There you go.
Great. Well, Sturge and Athena, thank you both very much indeed. And we'll be hearing some of the music of young Athena in just a few moments after we've had a quick look at the travel news. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Julian.
Thank you so much.